I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with the super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. How you doing? Happy Friday, Big Dave.
Happy Friday. How's it going?
Going well. Been a great week. Glad to be home, though. I'll have to tell you, I was so happy to work out in my garage gym after a week of working out in a hotel gym. And the hotel gym, everybody think was really nice, but there's something, no, it just doesn't do it for me. I need 90 degrees in humidity and really archaic equipment that makes me happy.
Yeah, I think you might have some issues we need to talk about later.
I have to update the picture because I'm getting ripped. Okay, I was going to wait to my birthday, which is in a month, but we'll see. I might update it. Do you have anything you want to hit before I kick this thing down?
No, I think I'm good to go. It's been a great week. I'm glad that we're back on track. We'll have some stuff for the community coming up next week. I'll start teasing some stuff later this weekend. But I'm ready to do this.
All right. So this week's topic was the process. And on Sunday, Stress Mastery Weekend Edition, host Mark Middlestead kicked it off with enjoying the process. On Monday, with the super millennial, Trust the Process was his episode. On Health Huddles, we talked about the process of getting and staying healthy. Meeting of the Minds this week was on the energy of overwhelm. And yesterday's Connection Thursday was how to enjoy the process. And today's book study, we will continue A Pocket Full of Money by David Cameron Gyandi. So we're coming almost to an end to this book. We're on chapter 21, which is happiness. Life is joy. Joy is life. Next week, we will probably split the chapter. It'll be the last chapter that we do in the book. We'll probably take 2 weeks. I am looking for suggestions for the next book. I was thinking of The Obstacle is the Way by Ryan Holiday. Great book. I think people will like it. It's a little bit going back into Stoicism, but I'm open to suggestions. So those in a Stress Mastery community can hit me with some suggestions. And those that are not in the community, you can hit me up on my email, bill@livingrightwithbillcourtwright.com. You have any suggestions for books? You have anything you want
to? Dr. Seuss, Green Eggs and Ham, 100%.
That's it. That might do it. You got to read it.
I'm sure if we have Mark dissect that book, it would be one of the most spiritual books you've ever read in your life.
He is our spiritual teacher in the community, Mark Middlestead, right? Yep. So you ready? Let's hit this thing. Chapter 21, Happiness. Life is joy. Joy is life. The essential nature of life is joy. Joy is what life is made up of and vice versa. It is the natural state of all beings. Anything with life, and everything has life, has joy as its natural state. It is how we are born as children with a natural ability to live life with carefree, abandon, and joy. You can recapture that nature and extend it. The same laws of the universe that apply to wealth also apply to happiness. You have already seen many of these laws in previous chapters. Apply them to happiness just as you applied them to wealth. This is especially so with the law of cause and effect. If you wish to be happy, cause another to be happy. Conditionality is also an illusion when it comes to happiness. You're not happy because of a certain conditions. Certain conditions come into being because you are happy. Happy thoughts and images are results in happy external events and conditions. Remember, 2, to act as if you are happy and to be grateful for all even before you experience it. And remember to practice detachment. Perhaps the most important thing to remember is that the external world fashions itself to match your internal world. If you are not happy with the external world, seek what you are not happy with internally, then choose to be happy about it. Love yourself and the world will love you. Be happy with yourself and the world will be happy with you. How do you do these things? You just do them now. Do not complicate this. It is simple. Make the decision right now to be happy with yourself and to love yourself. Happiness is a decision. Decide now to be in a state of happiness and all else will follow. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Happiness is a continuum of moments that are not resisted. If you resist a moment, you will not be happy with it. Also, what you resist persists. What you accept and bring into your light reveals itself and lets go of you. Unconditional love, acceptance, detachment, and tolerance, all these lead to happiness. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Sadness and joy are different grades of the same thing. They just appear to be different things. Hot and cold are actually just gradations of the same thing called temperature. When you express yourself and your desires, you have joy. When you do not, you have sadness. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Follow your desires. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. It has been said that happiness comes from you making things happen for you instead of you waiting for things to happen to and for you. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Balance your body, mind, and soul. Without a balance, you may become unhappy. Spend time doing things related to all three aspects of you. For your body, take care of it. Have fun with it. Enjoy it. Use it. Exercise it. Feed it well. Rest it. For the mind, continuously feed it with new knowledge. Exercise it. Think properly and deliberately rest it. For your spirit, learn about it. Exercise it. Meditate. And get in contact with it. And for all three, listen to them and honor what they tell you and love them. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Joy is your true nature. Another word for your soul is joy. Soul equals joy equals freedom equals soul. The lack of joy is the lack of expression of the soul. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Protect and nurture the environment, nature. Whether in your immediate surroundings or around the world, do your part and do more. The health of your environment influences the health of yourself, which influences the joy of yourself. The beauty and comfort of your environment also influence your joy. The joy and harmony in all things that make up your environment influence your joy and harmony, and it's all connected. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Love, laughter, sharing, enthusiasm, optimism, lightheartedness. These things make a person happy. Choose to be these things and you'll be happy. Just make the choice to be these things from now on. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Find humor in everything. Everything has humor in it, even the most serious things. Try it. At first, it may be hard to find humor, but soon it will become second nature after you get used to it, and it will liberate you. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Happiness is not found in a circumstance or an event. Each event is just that, an event. You choose to experience an event as a happy one or an unhappy one. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. When faced with an event, choose the response that will bring happiness. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Happiness comes from creating instead of reacting. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Happiness comes from truthful observation of what is within you and outside of you. It comes from being truthful to yourself and everything else outside of you. The truth literally sets you free. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Choose to be happy. You are not your circumstances. That is a powerful illusion. Your circumstances are you. That is a truth. Try to understand this. When you change you, you change your circumstances. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Choose to like yourself, to love yourself. Scream aloud several times a day, I love myself, and do it convincingly. Just make the choice now. Do not complicate it. It's a simple choice. What if there is something about yourself that you do not like? Start liking it and then change it. See, what you resist will never let you go of you. If a person tells you not to think of the color red, you will find yourself thinking of the color red. Whatever it is that you do not like about yourself, stop resisting it. Instead, accept it. Bring it into your light, love it, and look at it calmly with detachment. Smile with it and befriend it. It will then travel. It will then reveal its secrets to you and let go of you. But you must continuously choose to like yourself fully at all times. Whenever you get a thought about yourself that is negative, end it instantly and go positive. Be deliberate in thought, and you become what you think about most often. If you consistently think you are ugly, unwanted, unable to do this or that, it will be so. The universe will conspire to make that powerful thoughts that you have of yourself become true. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Live now here. Living is what allows life to express itself. And with expression comes joy. It is okay to dream, but live life now, here, because the only place you can live is now. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. There's an old saying that says, when you laugh, the world laughs with you. But when you cry alone. Stop crying and start laughing. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Keep it simple. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Have enthusiasm. Live with passion. How? Choose to do so. Just do it. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Change your mind. Start seeing how good things really are, and you will have joy. Look at the light, and you will never see the darkness. Change your mind. Change what you think you see. You can look at the same thing and see a happy picture instead of an unhappy one. See the good in everything. See the magic. That is what happy people do. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Joy is what happens to us when we allow ourselves to recognize how good things really are. Marianne Williamson. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Cultivate your relationships with people. Happy people statistically and quite obviously have healthy and happy relationships with friends and family. Love is a powerful force. Be friendly and show unconditional love, and you will make friends and have many fantastic relationships. Love yourself and recognize that your love for others must be unconditional and free. Then be friendly and keep your freedom of choice. Any relationship where you lose your freedom of choice is an unhealthy one that leads to unhappiness. Everything you do for others is a gift to them, and vice versa. Once you understand this statement deeply, you understand that unconditional love, one that requires nothing in particular from others, the one that is not pressured into giving anything in a particular way to others. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. From love comes joy. What is love? Love is not a bond. It is a freedom, a liberator, not a binder. It is a free expressor, not a limiter. In the presence of true love, things flourish as they are perfect. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Fill each other's cup, but drink not from one cup. Khalil Gibran. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Do not spend any time at all thinking about how unhappy you are or how this, that, or the other thing makes you unhappy. Remember, you become what you think of most of the time. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. The less judgmental you are, the happier you become. The more forgiving you are, the happier you become. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. It is important to understand that nature of unconditional love and freedom. Love and freedom that come full of conditions go against and the only constant in the universe, change. Every moment things change. Change is growth. Conditional love resists change. It is the love of an idea, not a person. It is the love of a past known moment, not a future unknown moment. It is full of fear that the conditions will one day not be met. That fear attracts the very thing that is feared. And this is evident all around our world today. Happiness is a choice. Start creating instead of reacting. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. It is not how much you do, but how much love you put into the doing and sharing with others that is important. Try not to judge people. If you judge others, then you are not giving love. Mother Teresa. I am wealth. I'm abundance. I am joy. Give, give, and give. Giving is another powerful key to happiness. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Give unconditionally whatever a person needs in that moment. The point is to do something, however small, and show you care through your actions by giving your time. Mother Teresa. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. You give but little when you give of your possessions. It is when you give of yourself that you truly give. Khalil Gibran. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. One of the best ways to become wealthy and happy is by practicing meditation every day. Meditation puts you in touch with your higher self, and the teachings in this book become you experientially to in every cell of your body. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Spread your joy. Make others happy. It will come back to you sevenfold. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Whatever you wish others to recognize and see in you, recognize it and see it in them. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Compliment others every day. Find something to compliment. Do it genuinely. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Consider this. In ultimate reality, there is no right or wrong, no should or not should. There are no accidents or coincidences or good or bad luck. All events are perfect outcomes of the universal law that never fails or errs. It is our choice and goals that make a thing right or wrong, good or bad, in the pursuit of that goal or choice. To the extent that you make your own choices instead of taking the choices passed on to you by others, you will be happy, growing, and free. What is should? What is can? Why? Who are you? Why? Why? Think about all these things. Think about them with detachment. Observe them truly. Within those answers, you will find liberation, power, love, and happiness. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. You learn to love by loving. You just do it. It's not complicated unless you complicate it. So do not complicate it. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. You need not wait a single moment to start being happy. How fantastic is that? Right now, right here, you can make the choice. You need nothing outside of yourself to be happy and wealthy. It is all inside. The outside simply responds to allow you to experience your internal state physically. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. The truth is, the happy get happier because they know how to be happy. And the troubled get more troubled because they pour all their life energy into their troubles. Susan Page. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. The more love you give away, the more it you get in return. The more of it you get in return. Less that one, super millennial. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Your joy is your sorrow unmasked. When you are joyous, look deep into your heart and you shall find that it is only that which has given you sorrow that has given you joy. When you are sorrowful, look again in your heart and you shall see that in truth you are weeping for that which has been your delight. Khalil Gibran. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Do not complain, either to yourself or to others. What good does it do except to highlight negativity and cause it? I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. Real joy comes from within, from being. Pleasure and pain come from without, from things outside you. Once you are present in the now, and aware and in touch with yourself, the joy will be everywhere in you, and it shall never stop. Pleasure and pain, on the other hand, are external. They are also complementary. The same thing that gives you pleasure gives you pain. Think about it. Resisting isness is futile. Resisting now is painful. What do you expect to gain by resisting what is? Cannot undo it. So why bother? Yet, when you touch yourself and feel joy, you shall not need any intellectual conviction to stop resisting now. You shall just naturally love all being. Joy is always in the moment of now. It is ever present, but you can choose not to see it. When you are out of mind, of no mind, you are being. Now, in harmony with all else that is. Now, in that state, you are in the best position to enjoy now and also to create the next now in the most powerful way, free of worry, anxiety, and negativity. Your mind is a tool. You should activate it to create an intention for the next now. I am wealth. I am abundance. I am joy. All other things held constant to the extent that an individual or society loves unconditionally, causes each other happiness, and lives now, so will it have wealth and happiness. Remember, life is a celebration and joy makes for celebration. Joy is spirit being expressed in ways it likes and desires. Express your spirit and let others express theirs. Super millennial.
I think this is a big one, especially for the process part of joy. Since we're talking about the process this week, I think that's a great one from there. I think for the most part, so many people I've touched on it where they're not enjoying the process for themselves, but they look at other people and want to enjoy the successes that they've had or the lifestyle that they're living or the way that, you know, the fame or whatever it is, but they hate what they're doing now. I think that's a perfect, you can only love others the way that you love yourself. And I think if you're saying, well, I love people, I don't like myself, that's fake. And a lot of people will be like, that's not true. Yeah, I think it is. Because if you can love somebody and things about them and they're all their flaws, but you can't do it for yourself, I think that's where it becomes an issue. And I think that's where it becomes jealousy. That's where it becomes, you know, envy and becoming a victim. You know, if you can't love yourself and the struggles or the obstacles and the experience that you have to deal with now and enjoy it or find at least one bit of it to enjoy, you're not going to make it through because the hurdles are going to be continuous no matter what.
I think this is one chapter I think could change your life, but you got to slow down with it, right? And of course, I had to cut some things. And this is a chapter that you want to, it's such a truth. He says in here, when faced with an event, choose the response that will bring happiness. Everything we teach you guys is that the human being is, in their identity-based life, have two states of being. They either are in event, judgment, reaction, or they're in event, awareness, and response. And that's what he's saying here. He says, happiness comes from creating instead of reacting. When you have awareness and you respond, you are coming from the creation mind and the heart. When you are in reaction and judgment, to judge something is to decide against it, then you are in the head with the ego and you are in judgment and reaction. Everything we're teaching you is what he's been talking about in here. And I think this is a very powerful chapter that goes with everything we teach in Stress Mastery. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that's the great. I love how it kind of flows into what we talked about this week for the process. I say this often. I've said this to multiple people, and I think people forget that it's actually easier to be positive about a situation than make it negative. There's so many times that like, oh, I really don't want to do this. And the more you're like, this sucks. This is so boring. It just gets worse. It gets so much worse. And that's where I think so many people are going through the process and not enjoying the process because they're not latching on or focusing on the brighter side of every situation. And they're just making it worse, worse than what it actually is. The talk that they're doing to themselves, I hate going to work, man. I don't want to wake up early. I don't want to do this. That already, I'm getting tired of hearing myself talk about it. So imagine going through something you don't want to do and you make it worse. So you can enhance the process, enhance what you're doing by doing the opposite. Man, you know what?
It's not that bad. Sure.
I just got one more day of this. Actually, you know, my favorite coworker's here today. I guess we'll get by. Small things like that are wins that make your day better. And it's easier.
I think it's powerful. One of the things we talk about in Stress Mastering, the energies, like the green zone energies rise. So do the purple zone energies. What he says here is true. He says, from love comes joy. It's love, 500 love, then it's 540 joy. So when he says, what is love? Love is not a bond. It is a freedom, a liberator. Not a binder. It is free expressor, not a limiter. In the presence of true love, things flourish as they are perfect. And what he's saying is a lot of us get caught and lose our joy because we think that what we love is gone or they don't love us anymore. And they don't. And really, that's not love. That's what he's saying. That's a story about love. And so joy comes through love. And where is that chakra of love? Well, it's that heart chakra. It's the creation mind. That's where you start to touch love. And from there, that connection brings you joy. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I think that's the best way to go about it too, is, you know, so many people try to go vice versa. They try to find something that they're attached to that they enjoy instead of just loving the process for what it is, loving the situation for what it is, being grateful for all of it, that you're experiencing a situation, a circumstance in general, because that allows you to find the brighter side and kind of like the better side of things. And then you enjoy the process. I think it's the same thing when you find somebody that you're either spending a lot of time with, business partners, significant other, family members, all these things. If you just love them for who they are instead of, you know, this person talks a lot, or this is the person, they always asking me, when am I getting this? Or, oh, you gained weight, this, that, whatever. Instead of saying, man, they're crazy. You know, I love them to death. That's just how they are. And you hone in on that, kind of make it a joke, or, you know, that's the part I like about them. they're no longer an issue, and you can love them with the same way, accepting the flaws like you would yourself. And if you can do that to yourself, you can do that to all everyone else.
And that brings you joy. And what he says in there, because you're right. See, in this he says, the less judgmental you are, the happier you become. The more forgiving you are, and the happier you will become. The less judgmental. Remember, if you catch yourself judging, that's the ego. When you're in judgment, to judge something is to decide against it. You are now, the ego has taken control of the conscious mind. So you're either in judgment or awareness. There is no third way. That's what you're, or unless you're asleep, because that's the only third way is you're sound asleep. So you're in judgment, and the moment you see that, you break the stress loop. And if you could just pause, you could create a still point and you can let that go. And what he's saying is the less judgment you are in, the happier you become. And it's as simple as when you break out of judgment, you go into awareness, you connect to the heart. You can't love somebody from the head, people. It's got to be from the heart. And you can't get the joy without love because the energies rise. So that was a kind of a beast of a chapter. It was a good chapter. And next week, we will start the last chapter, Money, How to Use the Symbol. And we will finish it. It is a wealth book. I know it's a little different type of finance category. I did. So guys, let me know your thoughts on the next book study, something you want to suggest. Actually, this book was a suggestion from the community. I forget who suggested it. Darn it. It's leaving my mind. It was from the community. She's a teacher in the community. But she...
Bonnie?
Who?
Bonnie?
No, it wasn't Bonnie, but
there's
Bonnie
a lot of people I get mixed up in there.
Yes. I can't think of it, but it came from the community and it's been a fantastic book. We've been doing this book for a long time because when I do a book study, we'll only do one more book this year, most likely, mm-hmm. right? So let me know your thoughts and then we will get that going. Anything else, Dave?
I think I'm good. I'm ready to wrap up this week. And this week, Bill will know the outro.
Well, maybe. Let's try it. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in the planet. You can join us on that mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. Links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay inspired.